Hanging up backstage here with Nate Smith. Welcome back to the Maritimes, man.
Dude, it doesn't even feel like it's been a year.
You're right.
This is crazy. I came back. I remember every little detail. I remember what I ate, pasta at a pasta bar upstairs. I remember all the mud last year. Yeah, it was insane. So
I think they might have stuff upstairs too. They hook you guys up,
man. It was so good. I was, you know, I'm trying to lose weight though. So I'm just watching the pasta. You know?
You've been losing weight.
Steadily. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Like I said to one of my buddies over there, I was like, he's shrinking.
We're trying to shrink a little, you know.
On you, man.
I think I started off at like 275 and I'm down to about 235 right now. So we got a long ways to go still, but.
What are you doing? I know it's not easy.
It turns out if you eat less food, you lose weight. It's the craziest, craziest
Sounds
concept.
Easy.
It's not hard now, you know?
Not hard now. Listen, got to congratulate you. You've been just killing it since you jumped on the scene. Three consecutive number ones.
Yes, sir.
Three consecutive weeks at number one.
Yes, sir.
Like, you're doing okay, man.
Man. I mean, a lot of that's radio. Like, you guys are really helping me so much and everything. So it is pretty amazing. I mean, they were saying that nobody's done that yet. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
Well, it's pretty incredible that you are doing it. And you continue to do it. And pretty exciting news that you're got a new album coming up.
I just announced it.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
So excited. So I'm so excited. It's called California Gold. It's, you know, there's a lot of rockers on there. There's some ballads and stuff like that. But I just feel like it's a real evolution of the sound. But I believe in every single one of these songs, like, so much. We went through this whole list. And it was just, like, making those last-minute decisions, figuring out which songs, like, I'm 100% confident in everything we put out. Like, I believe in it so much.
I love it, man. I obviously love your style and love what you do, you know, not only in the studio, but also up on in the live shows.
I want you to hear it. I'm fired up.
Well,
there's an Avril song on there, a new Avril song, which is going to be crazy. So
good segue. You going to bring her out tonight?
I mean, I should.
Yeah, you should. We were chatting with the boss when the whole Avril news, we were spotted with the paparazzi was going on.
Oh, and wasn't that crazy?
It was. I thought it was great.
Well,
man.
It wasn't planned. That's the thing. Like, it just happened and we just got in trouble, you know, a little bit. So yeah. It's all good.
Well, Bulletproof's pretty cool having her as part of that.
Right?
Oh, man.
We got to do this in America. We did the ACMs. And that was pretty fun, you know, in the States.
That was stellar, yeah. Man.
Yes, sir.
So I'm not going to ask you to call her, but it'd be cool to bring her up on stage.
It would be cool.
What's next for you, man? Obviously, the new album's going to make a very busy Nate, so
that's the big thing right now. And then I'm kicking off, so I put an EP out this year called Through the Smoke. And we're going to do a Through the Smoke tour. So it's a bunch of fall dates. We're so excited. We got a whole stage plot designed, and it's going to be a lot of energy.
Now, is this to referencing the fires through the smoke, or is this just all part of your life now? Because
fire's kind of a theme for me. You know, mm-hmm. it is in a lot of ways. Through the Smoke is kind of like coming through the other side of that, I guess. That's kind of why I sort of came up with that name and everything. But yeah, it kind of symbolizes like coming through breakthrough or breaking through the hard stuff. You know?
Yeah. Because if folks aren't familiar, we did chat about this before, and you had some incredible advice to pass on to folks, because when we chatted last, wildfires were just wreaking havoc over Nova Scotia.
Yeah, man.
And
that was crazy. I remember that.
You talked about
yeah.
what it means to actually lose everything.
Yeah.
Which just struck such a chord with so many folks. So, yeah.
It's just stuff. It's just stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I do know, but you made reference of your grandfather's cigar box that all of a sudden is no longer around.
It's hard when I think about it.
Totally. Yeah.
You know, but it is just stuff. At the end of the day, I got my family. Got you guys. I've got an amazing life I get to live right now. This is crazy. This is my job.
Is this new ink? It looks fresh.
This is pretty fresh. It's an eagle. So that's my favorite animal. It's a bald eagle.
Cool.
Live, don't exist. So I was in a situation for a little while where I was kind of just like, because you get so busy that you're like, you're almost kind of going through the motions sometimes a little bit and stuff. And this really, really nice guy in Australia was like, bro, like you gotta live, don't exist. You gotta live. I was like, wow. So I'm like, I think that belongs on my arm.
Right.
So, and the eagle's kind of becoming sort of like my logo and stuff like that. I just feel like a real connection to it.
It's wicked. Except you should have put exist.
Exist.
the Aussie exist. Accent in
I
there, right?
Live, don't exist.
Right, right. We should have done it. Crikey. Yeah, we should have put that right in there.
What are you wearing, man? You smell terrific.
Got a little Tom Ford on, a little tobacco. You know, that's my favorite. It just smells so good.
It does smell good, yeah.
It's my favorite.
Works well, man. Nate, thank you so much.
Dude, anytime, bro. Seriously. No, really.
Break stuff out there.
Thanks for everything.
Hey, likewise. Thank you.